Celebrate life, you know what I mean? Skid Row Studios, www.skidrowstudios.com, 800-893-9562. If you feel it vibe, you know what I'm saying? You can always call in, it ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying? Tonight I was actually gonna, you know what I'm saying, introduce y'all to my self-help book called Easy to Do Bad, Hard to Do Good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk about it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna deal with that next week. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to inform y'all about, you know what I'm saying, me personally, my personal life experiences, you know what I'm saying? And that's part of the reason why right now I want to celebrate life, because it's easy to do bad, hard to do good. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to give up, you know what I'm saying? And hard to stand strong and just live, for real, live. You know what I mean? We all got life, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us don't appreciate life, you know what I mean? Because in life, it's obstacles. You know, we get battered and bruised, but we stand, you know what I'm saying, through the test of time. You know, we rise to the occasion. We don't just buckle up and ball ourselves in the corner and just give up. We got to live up, you know what I mean? So real talk, you know what I mean? In celebrating life, don't just focus on your problems. Focus on solutions. Look towards solutions. And then furthermore, don't beat yourself up. Love yourself up. Love yourself up the right way. You see me? I got a, you know what I'm saying, a book. It's called A Broken Down House Still Standing. So today's show, Celebrate Life, we're going to talk about Broken Down House Still Standing. It's a poetry book, you know what I'm saying, book one and book two. And it's a reflection of life experiences, you know what I'm saying, that I've had, you know. I'm going to let y'all check out some of my music videos and some of the songs from Can't Leave L.A. Volume 2, but we're going to dig into some poetry a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I would appreciate all callers, 800-893-9562, call in and tell me what you think about the poems, you know what I'm saying, the poetry in which I recite, and you can tell me how you think, feel about the videos and the music. Okay, this poem, you know what I'm saying, I wrote in 2008, and it's called Too Busy Doing Nothing, you know? And I start like this, too busy doing nothing. Where does all that energy go? For some odd reason, I just don't know. It never fails, it's always something. I'm just too busy doing nothing. Everything I say runs across my mind, but none of it has crossed the finish line. Good with my hands, my drive is a gift. I vision me doing, but have I done yet? There are always, some say the mind plays many tricks. There are wants and needs, things I might wish. The best teacher in life is experience. You have to stand up to know the meaning to sit. I don't have time, but days are spent wasted. I don't go toward success, but I sure can taste it. Want to say it, have not yet had the discussion. I can achieve my goals. I'm just too busy doing nothing. Yeah. And again, it's a wake up, a reality. I'm not even talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself in the mirror. So keep that in mind. You know what I mean? We all put our energy, you know what I'm saying, our feelings and our emotions towards different things in which we shouldn't even be focused on. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's wasted energy. know what I'm saying? It's negative energy, and we should have positive energy. We should have positive light. We should have, man, I'm talking about just be full. You know what I'm saying? Like my mom would be saying, full of the spirit, a righteous and conscious spirit. We all need. You know what I'm saying? We all deserve. We too busy doing nothing. And too busy doing nothing is abuse. So basically abusing yourself. Hey, we gonna, you know what I'm saying, take it into one of these videos real quick. Let y'all check out some of the music from Hard Times. You know, I mean, Can't Leave LA. You know what I'm saying? Volume 2. You know what I mean? I'm stuck. You know what I'm saying? It's a handful. But you know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Play y'all video real quick. And check out this song right here. Again, yo, celebrate life, and I appreciate the listeners out there, y'all being here. You know what I'm saying? The participation is a must. And we're going to go back to this broken down house still standing, because this broken down house has been standing for a long time, you know. Me personally, I had to really recognize the proof and signs, you know. In life, we all see different things, you know what I mean? We deal with different situations, relationships, and different people in our lives. And we question ourselves, but we never actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, we neglect, you know what I'm saying, the truth, the proof and signs. You know what I mean? Because the signs is there. You know what I'm saying? Things are messed up. They messed up. You know? But whether or not you want to admit them or not, that's the problem. So you got to see the proof and signs. And I say, proof and signs. Reassurance when you least expect. Non-believer, you are at your best. Faith is lacking misdirection in times. Forget about reverence to the most divine. Loss of focus, change of mind. Truth is revealed with proof and signs, you know? And we have to pay attention to the signs, you know? It's like what I say in the new song that, you know what I'm saying, I just recorded, you know what I'm saying, pertaining to my book, Easy to Do Bad, Hard to Do Good, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like our direction, we looking everywhere else when it's right in front of our face. What we need to be paying attention to is in front of our face. We don't have the focus on what we need to pay attention to because we're so sidetracked with the BS. You know? So how can you see the signs if you're not even really paying attention to the signs? It's like a reckless driver. You know? You're basically a reckless driver. You're going on the road and all these signs are there and you ain't paying no attention to them. You're not recognizing them. You're not honoring them. Huh? And that's complete detriment to self. Why do it to yourself? Huh? Hey, Frankie, you know what I'm saying? Frankie Fresh going to assist me, and he's going to read one of the poems, you know what I'm saying, from Broken Down House Still Standing.
All right, my Uncle Bean, who I am fighting, constantly blows, swinging at the air. With all of my might, so much energy is there. All my aggression, a right then a left, one after another. While running out of breath, what is this rage? Who is the energy? Not the man in the mirror. Who the hell is he? Bruised up hands, my knuckles are swollen. I only heal myself as the fight goes on. Hurt myself as the fight goes on.
But what do you take out of that?
What do I take out of this? I take out pretty much life is hard and people don't know how to handle it. So what they do is they take it out on themselves.
You know what I'm saying? That sums it up. Beating myself up. Why I keep beating myself up? What's the issue? Why do I keep abusing myself? Am I chasing abuse? I want to abuse myself and then allow other people to abuse me? What's going on? You know what I mean? And the only reason why other people do it is because I allow it. Yeah. I allow myself to be abused. I'm still standing. I'm that broken down house still standing. You know? We're going to go to the next song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to tap it up some more about the broken down house still standing. And we're going to tell y'all a little bit more about, you know what I'm saying, easy to do bad, hard to do good. Let's go. Yeah. Be right back.
I'm not attracted. I'm not attractive. I'm not attractive. I'm not attractive.
You are not a magnet. You are not attractive to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet. Girl, you are just a ratchet. girl. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl. Girl, you are just a ratchet girl. Young toast up shorty and she always horny, thinking she can even get a cigarette from me. Women go man to man, money go hand to hand. She wants some attention, but from me she can't get. Christina, Molly, Molly, Lindsay, get a fix. Dress herself up and I know she full of shit. Did porn, prostitute, and swear virgin. Broke ass, what she do don't even serve a purpose. Potential could be dead, bitch ain't feeling she worth it. Disease, how she fiend, the things she cursed with. Pretty as fuck, but she ain't attractive. You ain't no magnet, you ain't no magnet. You are not a magnet, you are not attractive to many bad habits. Just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You be running to your friends and they about to do you in. They don't care about you, but you care about them. Ghost of powder and some pills, you need sinning, sin, sin. Same shit that you do when you offer that gin. All the above to attract many men. Where is direction? Ain't got no plan. Spend all of your time just laying in bed. Fucking giving niggas his, then you regret that shit. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. Girl, you are not a magnet, you are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl, you are just a ratchet girl. She's beautiful, I'm not attracted. She's beautiful, I'm not attracted. She's cute, but I'm not attracted. I like her shoes, but I'm not attracted. Nice days, but I'm not attracted. Nice thighs, but I'm not attracted. Nice tits, but I'm not attracted. Because I know she's a ratchet. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl. You are not a magnet. You are not attracted to many bad habits. You are just a ratchet girl, girl. You are just a ratchet girl.
Yes, yes, yes. We back. We back. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. No. Broken down house still standing, you know, easy to do bad, hard to do good. It all coincides because we all going through all these different, you know what I'm saying, situations. And life circumstances plays a major part in our feelings, our emotions, and decisions in which we make. And what we need to do is, you know, if we have individuals that are willing to be, you know what I'm saying, sponges and to soak up our feelings, you know what I'm saying, be the ears for the voice, you have to allow them to. You know what I'm saying? If you got anybody in your life that's willing to listen to you and allow you to express what they're going through and how they're feeling, you know what I'm saying? Be that shoulder that they cry on, you know what I'm saying? The shoulder that you need to cry on, allow that. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold it back in. You'd be a broken down house, just, you know what I'm saying? And probably get demolished. But we don't want you to get demolished. We want you to still stand. You know what I mean? Right now, I'm going to have Frankie Fresh. You know what I'm saying? You with me, Frankie Fresh?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
We have Frankie Fresh. He's going to do a poem for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Again, from the Broken Down House Still Standing. So we're going to go into that. Go ahead. Do your thing.
The title is The Second Step Forward. Hesitation sometimes. Doubt holds you back. Lose focus so quick. Easily to get sidetracked. Vision intentions. Thinking far ahead, definite direction.
You can get it, brother. Don't.
When taking a chance, defeat unaccepted. courageous, brave stance. An attempt is an effort. You shall never give in. The desire, a pause. Caution, examination begins. The second step forward is easy. The first step, intentions are plans.
I'm going to read it to you guys again, but I'll say it like this. Even though family, you know what I'm saying, he had a complication with reading my writing and everything like that, but he still gave the effort. He still took the initiative to do. And that's what we have to do in life. We have to continue to keep the initiative, take the initiative to do. Regardless of if you're going through stumbling and roadblocks, it's a bumpy, rocky road, we still going to keep on pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? And it's called the second step forward. Hesitation sometimes, doubt holds you back. Lose focus so quick, easy to get sidetracked. Visions, intentions, thinking far ahead. Definite directions when taking a chance. Defeat unaccepted, courageous brave stance. An attempt is an effort, you should never give in. The desire, a pause, cautious examination begins. The second step forward is easy. The first steps initiates all plans. You got to take the first step and initiate those plans to get to that second step. Once you get to that second step, then you get to the third step, fourth step, fifth step, and you just keep on stepping. Keep on stepping. Step in the name of love. Step in the name of everything positive and productive so you can get to where you want to go and where you need to be. You know? Find that love for yourself and the love that you really are looking for outside of yourself, you will be able to receive. You know? The book title, Broken Down House Still Standing, comes from where I grew up at. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the south side of Chicago in the Inglewood community, 53rd and Aberdeen. You know what I'm saying? My whole address, 5331. And my block, majority of my block is vacant lots, you know. Talking about houses over 100-some years old, you know. And we was the kids that was playing the vacant lots, playing basketball and milk crates and, you know what I'm saying, taking the garage wheels off, you know, I mean the garbage can wheels off the garbage cans and making go-karts and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, slingshots, you know what I'm saying, with bottle caps and all that, you know what I mean? And It's a reminder of life with care and life without a care. Because we didn't have much or nothing, but we made the best of everything. We didn't know about responsibility or stress was, you know what I'm saying, presented to us as adults who were just growing. No, but still in that house, that love was always there. Couldn't be mad about it, couldn't be disappointed about anything. No, we ain't gonna have Christmas this year. Well, we ain't having Christmas. You know, we just gonna deal with it. Broken down, house still standing. Here I go. What wear and tear do you know stress kills? Do you break down and rebuild or renovate as it is? Lack of enthusiasm, exercise in the mind, constantly worried, what a waste of time. Full of strengths and gifts, tools need to be put to use. In the wrong state of mind, questions, what is the use? Able to fight, backbone is strong, immaculate foundation, it's time to move on. Even with troubles from the inside out, you leave and know you can overcome all obstacles, no doubts. You haven't demolished, you still stand. All the power you have, recognize it's in your hands. A broken house, broken down house still standing. You know, seriously. You know, and that's what we all have to do is recognize the power is in our hands. You know? We control our own destiny, regardless of the circumstances of which we face. It's based on the decisions in which we make. You know what I'm saying? And then with the decisions which we make, it's about how we initiate, you know what I'm saying, the change in our lives and how we initiate our elevation. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a 12-step program, taking them steps. You know what I'm saying? How you going to get all the way up there, you know what I'm saying? You just want to stand at the first step. You got to walk up them steps. How can you be a millionaire if you can't start with a dollar? If you can't appreciate a penny, how can you appreciate a million? Yeah. And then there's those that are the broken down house still standing that appreciate all of it. And they're working diligently every day to get to where they want to be. Without regards to what anyone else says about them, regards to what anybody feels about them, regardless of what anybody says about them, how they try to push them down, to stomp them down, they in the motherfucker quicksand and they reaching their hand out and they just looking at them, reaching their hand out and they don't reach for them to pull them out. What they do is they put their foot in their face and kick them down and up in the quicksand and say, Mo, what was it? I want you to say quicker, you know? We don't need that, though. We'll go to another video, another song or something. And we're going to get back. Broken Down House Still Standing, you know what I'm saying? Book one and book two. And also, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, easy to do bad, hard to do good. Peace and blessings in a minute. Uncle Bean. Celebrate life. Yeah.
Y'all love life, make some noise. Yeah. All right, you know what I'm saying? This song called Live It Up. Called Live It Up. 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 Put your glasses in the air. Celebrate your life. Tomorrow ain't promised. We gon' live it up tonight, tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight. Tonight, we gon' live it up tonight in memory of gon' strike your lights. They looking down on us so they know that we all right tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight, tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight for my people that I lost. These bottles are for you for every moment that we share the utmost gratitude. Y'all gone, I forgot, living on, not stopping in the sticky dreams. I've been no things happen out of selfish situation. I'm appreciating life. Wanna live it to the fullest. I put my glass up in the sky. When we wanna take a hit, man, hit me in the heart. That's where you was and where you be. From the motherfucking start. I ain't crying cause you gone with evil. See, I stay spotted. Every time I think about you, know I gotta be inspired. All the parties, holidays, it don't matter if it's occasion. It's the blessing and the privilege. So for life we celebrate. We enjoy the recreation. Not being too crazy. It's like it is your final night. Worry about the things that's wrong. It's accept the things that's right. Feel free and get loose. Let the world just be yourself. Take a breath and live it up. Put your glasses in the air. Celebrate your life. Tomorrow we promise we gon' live it up tonight, tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight, tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight in memory of gon' strike your lights. They looking down on us so they know that we are right tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up tonight, tonight, tonight. We gon' live it up. Sing it with me. Yo, live it up. Live it up. Live it up. Live it up. Live it up, 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 yeah. You got sore PD parties, no room for sad sex. Feeling sorry for yourself, you need to stop all that. Keep my joy for my sister, man, she passed with
yo, yo, yo. Again, welcome back, welcome back. Celebrate life, Uncle Bean. Yo, definitely again, Michael Moore up in the house, www.skidrowstudios.com, 800-893-9562. And just to let you know, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is Google Uncle Bean, the name Uncle Bean, UNKALBEAN. All the videos pop up. We on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I'm in different films. I'm in all types of TV shows. So all you got to do is Google the name and majority of everything pops up. And if If not, you just go to UncleBean.com, UncleBean.4T.com. You know what I'm saying? Everything is there. All you gotta do is type in Uncle Bean, UNKELBAN. Right now, you know what I mean? I'm gonna invite a friend, you know what I'm saying? My brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, comrade for a long time, you know what I mean? He watched me grow, you know what I'm saying? He's helping my growth. Mr. Michael Moore, you know what I mean? And I want Mike to, you know what I'm saying? Reach out poem, you know what I'm saying? It's called Friends in Rotation, you know? And, I always ask, you know what I'm saying, like, who do you feel is the narrator, you know what I'm saying? So listeners, if you feel like calling in after you hear this poem, please call in and let me know who you feel is the narrator of the poem, you know what I mean? And everyone has their perception, receives it different, so, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let Mike do his thing.
January 3rd, 2008, Friends in Rotation. The Sun and the Moon, written by the Sun.
Oh, no, you just telling them who the narrator is.
It could be the Sun or it could be the Sun. Whose Sun are you?
All right. Let's go. Let's see how that works.
As I peek a new horizon, the morning breeze as the birds are flying, my time to start. Yes, we compromise. From the brighter to the darkest side, from the east to the west, my every step. When it doesn't, most times I rest. It's by design, behind clouds I hide. Tears resurrect the earth I resurface every time. One and the same. But a sign of change, also the difference, the rise and the fall of a chain. Created, illuminated, two of a kind. Man is in a hurry, but no, not time. Past do meet.
Every blue moon. You might find it happen.
Right.
Today at noon.
When we
hug and shake hands,
then
our journey continues.
Sin.
Some used to fear. No doom is your way. So have a great night. And enjoy
every day.
Friends in rotation. Yes. Yes. So how you feel about that poem?
Well, I should ask you, since the Sun wrote it. You know, where are you coming from? Explain that to me, because I have so many observations and reasons and feelings and things. But knowing you, you wrote this at a time when we were really getting to know each other. So tell me who that Uncle Bean is, who that Quan is.
Well, at that present point in time, not being under the influence of alcohol or marijuana, you know what I'm saying? I would have to say that was Lorenzo Poncello Hollis right there.
Okay.
And really and truly, it was basically about like how the cycle of life is and how the energy from one to another, you know what I'm saying, is the circle of life. You know, we are all friends in rotation. You know, it's kind of like what you was talking about with your birthday and everything, and you know what I'm saying, your friend coming out, and you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know what I'm saying, you didn't see it for, you know what I'm saying, a period of time.
Right.
But the time had passed, and, you know what I'm saying, the reconnection came about. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like the eclipse. When the sun and the moon
cross paths.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Constantly in rotation. They're constantly friends in rotation. We are all constantly friends in rotation. You know? And that's basically like the cycle of life. That's the 360 degrees. Now, as we're understanding, 360 degrees in every relationship.
Right.
You know, it's the cycle of life, 24 hours in a day. You go to work, you go to school, you know what I'm saying? Do this, do that, do this, do that. You go home. Wake up in the morning, back to the cycle of life. And almost every individual, I'm saying, that you allow yourself to be a part of their lives, and they allow you to be a part of their, you know what I'm saying, your life, you're all friends in rotation. We all are. You know, we are the sun and the moon. We are the earth. We are, you know what I'm saying, Jupiter, Pluto. We are everything the universe is made of. We all are friends in rotation. You know? And then the major part is also, as far as like small circles, you know what I'm saying? Like circles of friends. Everyone has to play their part in every business, every friendship, every relationship. Everyone has to play their part, do their jobs to keep the cycle, you know what I mean? The rotation going.
Right.
The hamster wheel ain't gonna spin if the hamster ain't running on this.
True.
You know?
I have a question. You have a stack of poems sitting in front of you. Why did you give me this one to read?
Again, like I just said, we friends in rotation.
Circle of life.
Yeah, and it is not just a reflection of me and your relationship. It's a reflection of the relationship that you have with many people, a multitude of people.
Yes.
In abundance.
Yes.
And they truly would appreciate it. You know? What I think I want to do, let's go to another video real quick. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's not go to the video. Let's go to the Easy to Do Bad, Hard to Do Good. You know what I'm saying? Easy to Do Bad. Go to that song and let y'all check that out. Just record it. It's a brand new song. It's going to be the theme song for the book. So make sure y'all be looking out for the book. Easy to Do Bad, Hard to Do Good. You know what I'm saying? Also look out for the book, Broken Down, How Still Standing. But I'll sing this to you real quick. And life being bad is so easy. And being good sometimes is so hard. And life being bad is so easy. Being good sometimes is so hard. Yeah, let's go, let's go. Yeah, hard to do good. Yeah, easy to do bad. Yeah, hard to do good. Yeah, easy to do bad. Yeah, hard to do good. Easy to do bad. Hard to do good.
And I being bad is so easy.
Let me walk you to the church as I read you a verse. You need to put God first. It's so fucking hard, but it's so easy for you to commit crimes, for you to take lives.
And life being bad is so easy, and being good sometimes is so hard.
Yeah.
Life being bad is so easy.
is so easy.
So easy.
Being good sometimes is so hard.
So I tell my brother, go to church. Let me walk you to the church. As I read you a verse, you need to put God first. It's so fucking hard, but it's so easy for you to commit crimes, for you to take lives. Yeah, so easy to do bad, hard to do good. You know what I'm saying? The book in itself is a reflection of life, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, and my knowledge of everything that I've lived, me compromising myself and being something that I'm not just to be socially accepted, just to fit in with the crowd, want to be hip, want to be, you know what I'm saying, part of the trends. But F that. You know? You got to be the follower. You need to lead, and if you're going to lead, lead in the right way, you know? We all are broken down houses still standing. We just got to find a way to build ourselves back up, you know? And it's easy to do bad, keep on tearing yourself down. Hard to do good, hard to build yourself up. Build yourself up and allow people that come into your life to actually assist you with building you up. Only way a person can help you is if you allow it. If you won't allow it, then it will never happen. You know? But I'm going to read y'all a couple poems real quick before we get up out of here. Let's celebrate life. We're going to celebrate life. But I call this poem Piss on Poverty. Now I wrote this, you know what I'm saying, November 21st, 08. You know? And let me go ahead and go through it real quick. Piss on poverty. Disease passed around ghettos like narcotics in bags. Are we puppets on strings for your enjoyment and laughs? All this talk, high middle class. What about the low who treasures their trash? Talk about rights for sex preference in a bash. When people of color have less rights and have got so relaxed. True mission and visions win the stench. Washed down to the piss, followed up by what we can get, dollars and cents. Fuck them bills, bitch, I want me a hit. Everybody you smoking blunt, neglecting their bills and their rent. Gotta go to the mall and give me a brand new outfit. Want them shoes so bad, they hurt, but I still got them. They fit. Half size smaller, honey, halfway home. An economy in the ghetto of America is where I went wrong. I ain't robbed nobody, no victim to the crime. Dick Cheney shot his lawyer while he ain't get no time. For trade, health, and safety, I can't be with my baby. How is it to be illegal? Has it to be legal to be classified in modern day slavery? Might get lucky, get rich, maybe win the lottery. Obama is the president, but they still gonna piss on poverty. And they do piss on poverty. You know? I'll go on to this one. And this is something that I had to reflect on and tell myself. It's called Stop Talking and Do. Speaking on saying I'm going to. Stagnated again with a talk of you. Into existence, you just have to think. Plus invest with action by working towards it. Leg bent, slouched over, fist under my chin, elbow on my thigh, mouth going like the wind. The world will listen, but is your dream coming true? Look how much time I'm wasting. Stop talking and do. We all need to work on that. Stop talking and do. You know what I mean? Because we can envision, we can say we're going to change, we can say we're going to be applying ourselves, you know what I'm saying, to the best of our ability to make changes in our lives that are truly necessary, not just for us, but for our kids, for our siblings, for our parents. And we are not putting the energy in which we need to. And we all need to support systems, so we have to be support systems for ourselves, be support systems for others, you know? So stop talking and do. You tell people you love them all the time. Stop telling them you love them. Show them. Stop telling them you want to help. Help. Stop saying you want help and allow people to help you. Make a big difference. I'm going to read one more real quick, and then we're going to have to call it a show. I ended with this poem called The Ugly Truth. What hides behind an ugly look? Some hurt or resentment? What has been took? Confronting your demons, issues need to be addressed. Frustration should release, but you won't even let. Intensely we go on the merry-go-round. In denial, step up. Stop letting self down. One image isn't familiar, a stranger to you. The problem isn't me. It is you. That's the truth. The ugly truth. Well, we better get up out of here. Frankie Fresh, tell them something before we get up out of here.
Hey, love and respect. Hey, celebrate your life with Uncle Bean. Hey, I hope y'all tune in next week. This is a beautiful day. Hey, God bless all.
Michael Moore, hit him with something real quick.
Celebrate life.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to celebrate life. We up out of here. Love and respect all day.
Yeah. Celebrate your life.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah.
Celebrate your life.